Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 10, The Ascent. Part 7.
Come on, through this way. It's just in here.
Rust! Finally, there you are. I was beginning to wonder what was going on.
Sorry, C. The streets in Dockerton are still a mess. I had to make a bunch of extra detours, and anyway, we're here now.
Brought some guests with you, huh?
How's it going, Sienna? It's been a while.
Hey, Summers. Who's this guy?
The name's Kavanaugh. Midtown PD.
Oh, right. You're the one Rust is always complaining about.
No time for that now, C. You got my message, right?
Yeah, I got it. Someone's been kidnapped, and now you're gearing up for some crazy rescue mission to an island in the middle of nowhere.
That about sums it up. Did you manage to dig up those old freight records I told you about? The ones for Ripshore Island?
Yeah, I got them. But that stuff is ancient, pal. I had to use every trick in the book to pull out anything useful.
I'll take whatever I can get. Where's the mapping data?
Right here. Does this look accurate?
Yeah, that's it. Summers, Kavanaugh. Pay attention.
What are we looking at here, Rust?
So I told you that Ripshore used to be a storage facility for ocean freighters, right? It took up the whole western end of the island, all the way along here.
What's this? Over on the eastern side.
It's the lighthouse. That's our way in.
We get in through the lighthouse? Care to explain how that works?
Okay, zoom in for me, see? There, stop. See this? There's a direct route from the lighthouse to the rear of the storage facility. A pathway.
You sure about that? All I see are jagged rocks all over the place.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy to follow, but it's there.
How do you know that? These diagrams of yours don't indicate any kind of path even exists.
Remember when I said I knew a guy who worked at the storage facility? His name was Kepi, and he had a little side hustle going on back in the day. There was a secret entrance to the facility right in the bowels of the complex. Way down. It's a cave system that's been there for centuries.
You've seen it?
Once, a long time ago.
How long?
Decades, but...
So we're pinning our hopes on your memories of what happened last century.
Cav, come on.
This is a waste of time, Summers. A wild goose chase, just like I said.
The cave system is there. I can navigate it.
How?
Kepi recruited me back in the day. He sat me down and took me through everything. Where to find the entrance, how to get inside, and also, how to navigate the caves.
So this was a regular thing?
No, I only did it the once.
How come?
Kepi was involved in an accident on a loader shortly after. Crushed his arm, poor bastard. He couldn't work anymore. To be honest, I wasn't that upset about losing the work. All that salt water is bad for this rig of mine.
So you think you can find your way through this maze after all this time?
When it comes to navigation, I never forget a thing. Trust me.
What about this Kepi guy? Can he help us? Does he have any records, maps, that kind of thing?
Nah, he's long gone. Passed a few years after the accident. But it's okay. I can get us through, no problem.
That's assuming the secret entrance of yours is still there, pal. I mean, if Strickland have taken over the island and turned it into their own little playground, they probably closed it up.
I'm willing to gamble they don't know what's there.
And what if that's not the case?
Then I'll figure out another way to get in. I've made a living doing this kind of shit for 100 years now. I'll make it work.
You think Strickland won't notice a boat docking at their island for no reason?
Actually, I think I can help with that. I've been looking into some of the records here, and it looks as though that lighthouse is still operational. Mainly for old trawler fleet, I think. Anyway, there are regular maintenance visits to the lighthouse to fix up all kinds of things. The place is falling apart, according to this job list I found.
Yeah, good thinking, see? We could set up a fake maintenance visit and disembark at the lighthouse. Strickland would never suspect a thing.
How do we get a boat?
I have plenty of contacts at the docks. Leave it to me.
That kind of arrangement would definitely help us avoid detection.
All right. I think we have enough to get started.
I should get back and keep following up on that warrant. With any luck, I'll be able to get inside Strickland's warehouse at the docks within the next few hours.
Summers, what about you?
I'm going after Halford. That's still my main objective. If he's at Ripshore Island, that's where I need to be.
Fine with me.
The two of us should keep in touch with Cav so we can stay across any developments back here.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a slight problem with that, guys. Ripshore is a long way from the mainland, in the middle of nowhere, actually. You don't have a hope of getting a grid connection out there. No way.
Seriously? We'll be cut off?
I'd almost guarantee it. But there might be something I can do to help.
Such as?
You know that comm system I've been setting up with Coltrane in the Deadlands? I've been working on a portable transmitter unit that can be inserted into something smaller, the size of a backpack even. It's still a prototype, so I'm not guaranteeing anything, but it's probably your best chance of staying in touch.
Outstanding.
I'm not carrying that shit everywhere. No thanks.
You don't need to. I'll give you a number that will patch through my unit here. It'll hook you straight up to Rust and Summers when you call it.
You're a lifesaver, see?
Well, don't thank me yet. I'm still not 100% sure it's going to work.
Understood.
Is everybody ready then?
Yeah. Let's take a trip.
So, here she is. My little troublemaker. What am I gonna do with you?
What now? Is it time for another test?
No, I am not one of the technicians.
So who are you?
My name's Halford. I'm in charge of this operation.
Oh, you're in charge? Good, because I have to tell you something, asshole! As soon as I get out of this cell, I'm gonna—
You're not going anywhere. Not yet, anyway.
There are people looking for me. Do you understand that? And when they find me, Strickland is gonna answer for this shit. You're all gonna pay.
Davina. That's your name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Davina. Shut the hell up.
You think you can talk
to— Davina, shut up! There. That's better. See, I didn't come here to listen to your pointless threats or demands. I came to give you a word of advice, and I suggest you listen very carefully to what I have to say.
I'm listening.
I've been handed a report concerning your last visit to the lab upstairs. It says that you put up quite the struggle. In fact, you almost ripped the ear right off that technician's head.
He should have kept his hands to himself.
He was only doing his job.
Sticking people full of needles and scraping tissue samples without consent, inflicting excruciating pain. That's his job?
Yes, that's his job.
And you expect people to just sit there and smile while he does that? Not a chance.
Actually, it's only you who's causing problems. Our other subjects complied willingly to the procedure.
Your other subjects? You mean those poor bastards I've heard screaming in those cells down the corridor?
Screaming? I don't hear screaming.
That's because it stopped a few hours ago. I think they...
They what?
What did you do to those people? They sounded like they were in agony.
They're participants in the program we're running here. Just like you.
Lab rats, you mean?
Not at all.
What's this all about? What are you people doing here, and why did you choose me?
Well, that's confidential.
Do you want my cooperation or not? If you keep me in the dark, I'm just going to assume the worst.
All right, I'll tell you. We need a candidate to help us shift some new biotech off-world. Simple as that.
Illegal biotech.
Well, put it this way. It's not the kind of thing you can stick in a storage tube and load onto a Starliner cargo bay.
So what does that have to do with me?
We need to implant the tech inside a host in order to escape detection by the scanners.
You want to inject me with some kind of virus? Is that it?
No, not exactly. But without going into the specifics, the implant will only work with certain DNA profiles. You happen to be a match, which is why you were selected.
Well, you can forget about it. There's no way in hell I'm gonna let you do that.
Oh, you don't have a choice, Davina. That's what I'm here to tell you. This is happening, one way or the other. Now, you can kick and bite and scream all you want, but that's only going to make things worse for you.
Oh, yeah? How?
The reason we're taking all those samples is so we can build a biological profile that will help us facilitate a smooth procedure. The closer match we can get to your body chemistry, the better. So it's in your best interest to cooperate.
And if I don't?
Then you'll harm your chances of getting a close match. And that means you'll end up like those poor souls down the hall. Your body will try to reject the implant and you'll...
I'll die, screaming in pain.
No, you can come through this. You're the closest match we've had so far. Just do what we ask, go with the flow, and you'll be fine. Once you're off-world, we'll harvest the tech from your body.
Harvest? What happens to me when you do that?
You'll be fine.
Bullshit!
Listen, Davina. I'm warning you, don't start any more shit. Just do what you're told.
Screw you!
You think those people in the cells down the hall had it bad? They didn't know the meaning of the word agony. I can show it to you, if that's what you want. And I can make it last for days. Maybe even weeks.
You're a real piece of work, aren't you, Halford?
Oh, you have no idea. See, I have nothing to lose anymore. I've reached the end game. If this operation we've got going on here doesn't work out for me, the entire legacy that I've devoted my life to will be gone. This is my last chance to rebuild it. And if you or anyone else tries to get in my way, I'll make them suffer. You can count on that.
So I should just shut up, sit still, and be a good little girl, huh?
You should, if you know what's best for you. Go ahead and try me if you want. You'll find that I'm a man of my word.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Summers? Hey, time to wake up. Are you with me?
Rust? Sorry, I must have dropped off there for a few minutes.
Yeah, I get it. A power nap. I've been known to take a few of those myself from time to time in the back of the van.
I haven't been sleeping too well lately, and,
Hey, it's okay. Forget about it.
Where are we?
Just a few minutes from Ripshore Island. Reynolds told me we should be passing the southern end in just a few minutes. From there, it's not far to the lighthouse.
Are you sure your friend knows what he's doing? He seemed kinda sketchy back at the docks.
Reynolds? He's fine. Knows these waters like the back of his hand. And he knows how to be discreet. But once he drops us off, it'll be just the two of us on our own. He'll wait here on the boat for us to get back, but navigating across the island, it'll be up to us.
I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
You okay, Summers? You seem...
What?
I don't know. A little out of it.
Yeah, it's nothing, just... I had the dream again, and when that happens, it always takes a while for me to get my head straight.
Dream? What dream?
It involves a staircase.
A staircase? What about it?
Have you ever been inside the old Dockerton subway tunnels after they were shut down?
Sure, once or twice. Not exactly a nice place to hang out.
Yeah, the dream starts off in a place like that. It's cold and dark, quiet, but there are things down there. I can't see them, but I can hear them, wriggling and squirming their way toward me.
What are they? Snakes?
No, nothing like that. I'm not even sure they have a physical form. It's their nature that's the important thing. They're evil, malicious, deadly.
Sounds nasty.
Oh, you better believe it. In the dream, I try to get away from them, start to run, and soon the staircase looms out of the darkness. It's the only way out, so I climb as fast as I can, up into the light. It stretches up a long way. In fact, there are so many stairs it just seems endless, but I keep going. All the while, the air around me gets warmer and the darkness lessens. And that's when I see the walls.
What about them?
The walls are dirt, filled with stone and tree roots, stuff like that. But worse, there are bones, too. Skulls and human rib cages and who knows what else.
Damn.
They're victims, Rust. They're the people I couldn't save from the Fortunatos and all those other thugs back there in the Strata.
Come on, Summers. You can't take responsibility for all that shit.
Hang on, just let me finish, okay?
Sure. Go ahead.
I keep climbing, getting closer to the top, and finally it appears. The world above. And it's glorious. There are kids playing and people laughing. Not a care to be seen. It's exactly the kind of place I wish the Strata could be. the kind of place I'd like to live in.
But this doesn't sound like the kind of dream where everything turns out okay.
No, it's not.
So what happens?
As I make it to the end and try to take that final step, something reaches out for me. It rips out of the earth itself and claws at me, sinks its talons into my flesh and drags me under, all the way back down into the darkness again.
What do you think it all means?
That's a good question, isn't it? Some people believe that dreams are just random and incoherent thoughts tossed around in the back of our minds and nothing more.
But you don't believe that?
No. I think, as far as this dream is concerned, my subconscious is trying to tell me something.
It's about a journey to someplace better?
Kinda. I think it's about the Fortunatos. The staircase represents all the hurdles and obstacles I've had to overcome during my crusade against them. I've seen a lot of death and destruction along the way on both sides.
So what's the place at the top?
That's the final goal. My objective of wiping out the Fortunatos once and for all. And the claws that grab me. I think subconsciously I'm scared that I'm gonna fail at the last moment. That I'm gonna go through everything, all this bloodshed and mayhem, and then somehow stumble at the end of it and fall back down.
It's not going to happen, Summers. You're going to see this through. You're going to make it.
Yeah, I know. The dream is a reminder to stay focused, to keep my eyes on the prize. I know that if I do that, nothing can stand in my way.
Damn right.
In a couple of hours, we'll have Halford at our mercy and your friend Davina will be safe. I promise you that.
Hey, look at that, through the mist. See those lights?
That's Ripshore Island?
Yeah. It must be Strickland's facility.
I wish we could head straight there and bash the front door in, take those bastards by their throats and end this.
It's not going to end well, and you know it.
Yeah, I do, but... ugh, the end is so close to being in reach.
Let's take a look at those maps again. Go over it one more time.
Sure. Bring them up.
We're going to dock right here, just a short walk from the lighthouse. Reynolds agreed with what Sienna told us about the maintenance visits. He said they even charter trawlers sometimes for the trip, so hopefully Strickland won't have any clue about what we're really up to.
Is anyone at the lighthouse going to ask questions?
The whole place is automated, so there are no personnel on site. We're good.
Okay. Where's the path to the facility?
Through here, along this ridge. There are a few twists and turns, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
And the secret entrance?
It's down an incline, over in this area. The whole island is rocky as hell and most likely slippery. So we're gonna need to watch our step.
So, assuming we find the entrance and get inside, then you just have to remember how to navigate the caves?
Yeah, that's the plan.
We're leaving a lot to chance here, Rust. I wish we could have planned things out better.
Me too, but there's no time. Davina's in there right now.
You're getting a call.
There's no grid connection out here. It has to be Sienna. Hey, C, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Metalhead. Thanks for asking.
Kavanaugh, what do you want?
Hey, we're on the same team now, remember? We're best buddies.
Cut this shit, asshole, and stop wasting my time.
Hey, I'm not wasting time. I'm testing out this fancy new tech your friend set up. Looks like it works, huh?
Yeah, it works.
Where are you? Are you there yet?
We're a few minutes away from docking, Cav. Everything is on track at this end.
That's good to hear.
What about you?
Well, you'll be glad to know I finally got hold of that warrant. Had to go and kick a few asses to make it happen, but we got there in the end.
Outstanding.
I'm on my way to the warehouse now. Got a team of investigators with me, too. We're gonna turn that place upside down. Whatever they're hiding in there, we'll find it.
How soon do you think you can get that team out to Ripshore Island?
As soon as we can. But first, we have to find a link between the kidnapping and the facility. There's no way I can authorize a bust without it.
So for now, we're on our own.
Sorry. That's the way it has to be.
It's fine. We've got it handled. Just don't screw anything up over at that warehouse.
Screw anything up?
Yeah, like letting something slip about what Summers and me are up to.
You think I'd just go blurting that shit out? What do you take me for?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Okay, gentlemen, let's leave it there before this phone call gets out of hand. Stay off the air unless something urgent comes up, okay, Cav?
Yeah, sure.
Good luck, Cav. I hope you find what you're looking for.
You too. I'll see you around.
So that's it. Everything's in motion.
Yeah. And see there? That yellow smudge in the mist must be the lighthouse.
You ready to take a walk?
Bring it on.
Let me go check with Reynolds that we're all set.
Rust?
Yeah?
If this really is where it all ends for this crusade of mine, I'm glad you're the one here with me. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Summers. We've still got a job to do.
Yeah, of course.
But with that being said, I'm glad you're here too. Now, let's go kick some ass.
This podcast is made possible by my supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to hear ad-free, early release episodes, as well as my exclusive series, The Strata, Luna, head over to patreon.com/beyondthedark. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 10, The Ascent, starring Rhiannon Marshall, Jason Churai, Michelle Mosley, Eliza Marteja, Trent Trachtenberg, Nate Barham, Brian Jeffords, Chloe Elmore, Rebecca Tanman, Brandon Hunt, Jarrett Griffiths, Vivian Reed, and Ramsey Zurob. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods.
Being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet,
you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next. What will you-